Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
What's poppin'?
What's good?
What's good? What's goody? What's next?
You got me on speakerphone?
I mean, that's the only way to record on Anchor. I don't know how to take you off the speakerphone.
That's so funny, man.
What, my voice echoing?
Nah, it ain't echoing. We good.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. I know my house kind of large, but not for real.
Don't start.
My bad. Hey, man, I'm on the clock right now.
Not on the clock. Recording. You in the whip?
No. I'm at the crib.
Oh, okay.
I got done, so I hit my quota for the day, and so just to get my hours, I ain't punching out yet. Shoot,
it'd be like that. Now they got proof they about to lock your ass up.
Man, they already made it clear they don't give a damn what you do. As long as you hit your numbers, you can go touch yourself.
Go to why is that always the number one thing?
you can go do what you want.
that's what they put first on the list, though.
Oh yeah, it's an employee handbook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't no ish though. Chilling with my Dizog.
Yeah, I had to put mine out. I ain't got time for him to be disrupting the pod today.
Yeah, Ace man, oof, he need a zanny.
What's good, y'all? Hey,
what's popping?
I know y'all thought we was gone forever.
My fault. I'm making noises because I ain't ate. I'm about to multitask my butt off.
Why wouldn't you eat prior to this?
Because we already put it off long enough. And I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to be productive, okay?
Look, excuse Bess, you about to eat a fat ass sandwich or something?
I am. I'm about to eat this White Castle. The frozen ones at that.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Yeah, sure. It was convenient.
Later. All right, man. So, aside from Bess over there making White Castle at home, man, we've been gone for a nice little minute.
Almost 2 months.
Almost. I was like, all right, we about to get it in right before we hit 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been on the move, though. Like, on the go.
Yeah, sure. You know, it'd be busy, man. It's busy, busy, busy. And then when we do got some type of downtime or free time, I got to spend it with friends and family, you know, mm-hmm. and the babies. We still got to be parents.
Bless the babies.
Yeah, yeah, all that good stuff.
Man, so we've been hitting up concerts. We've been out of town. Mm-hmm. Birthdays. Happy belated to Bess.
Appreciate it.
Best turn 45 on the
field. Damn. Damn. And people say I look like 24. So, I guess I'll take it.
Not to take it. Nah, best turn 31. August 5th, man. We was in Tampa, drunk as a skunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's crazy. we was out hanging. And what? It was like 1 in the morning? 12, 1 o'clock, and Bess got notification that her flight got canceled, which was, like, in a few hours. So, I mean,
that was insane.
You did that, though.
Bess, that was insane. Y'all, I had just bought my ticket to see Chris Brown. I had got floor seats. I'm talking maybe 10, 12 rows back from the stage. Okay. Just bought them the night before.
Right.
And decided to just go by myself.
Right.
And bruh, they canceled my flight 1:30 in the morning. I'm 3 whiskey and cokes in.
Mm-hmm.
and 2 Rumplemint shots. And
so, mind you, any responsible adult would have been asleep, but it's a good thing that Bess ain't that. Responsible. Because we flew out to Tampa for my birthday weekend on Thursday. No, I flew out Thursday, right?
I flew out Wednesday night.
You flew out Thursday because the concert was Thursday night. And yeah. Then Bess was like, hey, I want to go see Chris Brown on Saturday. So we did the concert Thursday. We chilled Friday during the day, went out Friday night. She got the notification. And she, like you said, she's drunk trying to figure out, like, okay, wait a minute. Nah, then they rebooked your flight for like 9 o'clock, right? 9 p.m.
Yeah, they rebooked my flight for 9 p.m. And that was takeoff. I wouldn't have got back till 11:30 p.m.
And the concert was what, 7 o'clock?
PM? Yes.
Right. So you would have been a little late.
Late as fuck. Chris would have been gone to the next city.
So you had to figure that out. So her only options was to either miss the concert and lose out on all this money, or however you would have figured that out, or catch a 5:30 a.m. flight?
Best, that plane was at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Mind you, we were still shaking our ass in the club at 1:30. So, yeah, you did that, though.
Y'all, I could not hold it. I had to use the bathroom when we was leaving the club. Bess, being Bess, he was like, man, come on, you gonna be all right. I was like, all right, Bess, I'm about to pee in these people's car. He was like, I got you. So we pulled over to the gas station. I go in there, buy all these snacks and waters and all kind of stuff. Get back in the car, go to the Airbnb we stayed in, and literally got my luggage and left.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the club. When yep. I tell y'all, I was in that airport dying. I'm so grateful that we flew out of Tampa, because had we flown out of like Atlanta or something, I would have been gone. Like, yeah. Tampa's such an easy, cool, laid back airport, man. Okay. It was a breeze, but I was literally on that plane dying. I'm talking, y'all know how when you drink too much and you lay down and the room's still spinning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine that on a plane. It was insane. It was mm-hmm. insane. But I got home like at 7:30 in the morning and didn't crash, man. I was out.
But you had fun, though. You made hella friends that night. I'm still trying to... Bess is a magnet. When I tell y'all, women are drawn to her when we in environments like that, when we in like a club, lounge, bar type setting. Drunk women just, they love molesting her. They love groping her. They love, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Oh my gosh, dance with me. Like, even at the concert, you said some chick had did that. Like, man.
You see that chick holding my hand? I'm like, bro, it's monkeypox out here. Come on, man. Unhand me. Jesus. I don't know what it is with people.
That mess is funny.
It what's crazy is because it'd be way more women than men.
Mm-hmm.
But it be men too, and all kind of men. Like, where you come from?
Right.
But no, dude in the club who was trying to slow dance, the dude with the red hat,
mm-hmm.
Bess, he was 23.
Oh, he was young.
Bess, he had on the necklace that said 1999. I said, wait a minute now, I ain't Whoa. That drunk. Right. Oh. I was like, I ain't that drunk. I was like, baby, I'm 30. He was like, I don't care. Like, that's good. Like, I care. Because what? I need your daddy.
Basically.
Dang. Hey, I follow him on Instagram, too. Hey, we followed each other. His daddy was nice, though.
Well, shoot. I mean, life is short. That's what I say.
Here you go.
I'm just saying. I ain't saying, but I'm saying.
Yeah, man. That mess was insane. I had a ball, though. I hope you had fun.
I mean, shoot. If you really want to make it a party, you can hook up with both of them at the same time.
What's wrong with you?
Why not? Tell me why not. Give me one good reason.
I'll give you 10. Starting with monkeypox. Nah, man, that mess was so fun, though. We got to do that again. A little quick little trip.
Nah, but for real, it was a great weekend. It was a great birthday. I feel like as I get over there personally, it just kind of become another day. Like, I'm grateful and everything, but I'm always grateful. You know what I'm saying? It could be a random Tuesday, and if we hanging out, I'm having a good time as if it's my birthday.
Right.
But it's dope. Have a little change of environment. The fact that we saw Abel. I was with my two favorite people. Like, it was dope. It was, you know, just a great time. And I appreciate y'all for helping, making that happen and being there and all that good stuff.
Man, I missed that on 30. And I just, man, I had to make this year right. And well, I hell, swear we went out with a bang.
You ain't missed nothing. On my 30th birthday, I registered Jay for school. That's literally all I did that day.
I remember.
Like, that was my 30th. Hey, happy birthday. Hoorah.
Yeah, I definitely was getting on his nerves. I'm like, bro, it's your 30th birthday. Come on now. But yeah, we definitely made up for all that this past birthday, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great time.
And y'all, I just really realized my age, man, doing those concerts back to back like that. First of all, we walked a crazy amount to the Able concert because they kept telling us we was at the wrong door because we had floor seats to that as well. Yeah. When I tell y'all, we was right by the stage, like, that mess was crazy.
Yeah.
We had amazing seats. And then when, y'all know when the lights go off and everybody get hyped, you know, you can kind of push your way up a little bit. Yep. We did that, but that security was whack in Tampa.
Yeah.
Like,
it was really just one dude who was trying to be the top man. Yeah, top flight of security. Like, dog, chill, bro.
We here for a good time. Shut your ass up.
And it was hella security guards out there. He legit was the only one acting crazy.
Yeah, this man kept directing people back to their seat and flashing a flashlight all in people's faces. Meanwhile, the black dude, he was security and he was all in our videos.
Dancing. I still got that video. Dude, like, we dancing and then he slide in the, the shot out of nowhere, like, getting it too. I'm like, man, you on the clock.
I need to sign up, honestly.
For real.
But yeah, man, that seeing them back to back like that was insane. I lost my voice. My voice was gone for like 3 days, mm-hmm. especially after I seen Chris Brown. That mess was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got to catch these people up on anything else?
Hell no.
Oh, not hell no. Okay.
I don't know them like that.
They just forgot about us, so we in the same boat.
Yeah, Ty was like, shoot, I thought y'all retired. Like, oh, damn. Oh, hell, that's not good. If you thought you retired, I know other people. Like, well, maybe they broke up.
Maybe they're not friends anymore. Meanwhile, we didn't see each other 90 times. We just literally haven't even had a piece of mind or time to even record, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've been really, like, enjoying ourselves, and that's what I love. So, switching gears, but kind of along the same lines. So, like I said, I went to see Chris Brown. If you know me, you know that's like my number one. And his meet and greet was 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he only had 10 per city. I honestly wholeheartedly tried to pay that money. I would have paid it anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they were sold out. When I tell y'all that sold out in seconds, it was insane.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was insane how quick they sold out. So, Bess, is there any artist that you would pay $1,000 to meet?
A stack? You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't get starstruck. And you know me, like, you know, I got XO tatted on one ankle. I'm about to get this backwards E tatted on another one. Not just because they're my favorite artist, but because at one point, their words, like, literally saved my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a part of me. It's a part of my story. But, man, I've seen him, you know, I've seen Abel a few times now. Obviously, that's a lot different from meeting him, handshake, you know. I don't know if I would pay that, though, just to – I mean, maybe those two. If I can get a picture. Yeah. If I had it. If I had it, I wouldn't, like, you know, oh, I got to sacrifice this and the third. Then, yeah, I pay a stack for them, too. I don't know if it goes further than those two, you know, M or Abel, but yeah, I guess I would.
Yeah, I would. I would wholeheartedly. Yeah. There's not very many people I would, but Chris Brown, hands down, I surely would. Yeah. I definitely would. To be real, I'd pay that to see J. Cole, to meet J. Cole.
Yeah,
but J. Cole wouldn't charge that much. You know what I'm saying? If J. Cole ever did do meet and greets, he wouldn't charge that much. But let me tell you, Bess, I know that you don't be on social media like that until I tag you and stuff. But those, the pictures that Chris Brown took with them fans was so intimate, like, or yeah. so, like, just outlandish. Like, he was doing everything. He was picking them up and, like, you know what I'm saying, dancing with them. One chick was bent over. Like, he was taking, like, whatever poses you wanted to.
Yeah.
So, it made it more personable, you know?
So, other than time, I wonder why he only did 10, especially if they sold out in seconds. Because at the end of the day, with you being Chris Brown, it ain't even got to be a concert. You could do a pop-up shop and be like, hey, I'm going to be at so-and-so for an hour. And
it'll be nuts.
I'm going to do 100 pictures and they a stack each. And he'll just come up just off of that. He ain't even got to perform. So I wonder how come more artists don't do that. Because where else you going to make that type of money in that amount of time?
Exactly.
With not much setting up to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just got to hire security. You got to do promo. And then boom. That's,
yeah, make that's sure that. You got some pins on deck and you good.
Yeah, you can go do 100 racks just that quick. You know, like, I'm surprised more artists don't do it.
Yeah, I am too. But since he came out with his, I know Megan Thee Stallion and Dunham.
Yeah, I did see that.
And then I don't know if it was somebody else, but yeah, he definitely set the tone, because when I tell you he had prom date pictures, like, you know, they look like they was prom dates. And yeah. Yeah, he definitely made that stack worthwhile, and that's what I can appreciate.
I mean, it sounds like, from a business mindset, it sounds like easy money to me.
Hell yeah. Girl, like, you want me to do what to you? Okay.
Yeah, like for a picture? Like, no, this is nothing. Like,
yeah,
the easiest 10 racks I'm sure he done made.
Yeah, per city.
Per city, yeah. So, like, why not do more? Shoot.
Yeah. That mess is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I definitely would have paid that money. That's all I'm saying. I was like, I wonder who would best pay that. I mean, I would pay that to see M. Shit, don't nobody see M. And when what's the chances of you running into him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell no. Nah. He's so low key.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Nah. Yeah, I would though. Yeah, that's just. I don't know. Like, like I said, I just don't get starstruck like that. Like, they mean something to me, but yeah, I'll hit. My Hey Alexa going off. She's so nosy. You ever had it? You got a Hey Alexa?
No, I do not.
Like, her ass, I don't even be saying nothing remotely close to that. And she just, no, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. What the hoe? I wasn't talking to you.
Not hoe. Hey, all right. She gonna lock down your damn house. You didn't see the movies. Your ass gonna be trapped.
You're right.
I don't like when you speak to me that way. She gonna burn your ass up in there. You better chill out.
I'm sorry, Alexa. But yeah, anyway, I don't know, I just be like, I don't know, that's some, I don't know, privilege, I don't know, I just can't really see myself doing it like that, you know what I'm saying, because it's just, I say they mean something, but then it's like, okay, well, they're also just another person, you know what I'm saying, another human, so it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to not be starstruck. I'd be like freaking out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because that's what I worried about too. I'm like, damn, what if I pay this stack and then fuck around and pass out? I'll never forgive myself.
I mean, and that could happen, you know what I mean? Like,
Vance, you know how pissed I would be.
The fact that you are saying, like, it could happen, like, it really could, then, because I've unexpectedly, like, turned around and seen celebrities, and I kind of, like, felt the way, like, damn, not like weak real quick, but like damn, like, wait a minute. Oh, snap, that's someone's, because you're just not expecting it. It's a lot different if you expecting it. But when you just turn around and they right there, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, ain't you? But even then, I ain't starstruck. I just be like, oh, snap. Like, I just want to share it with somebody. Like, oh, snap, look who it is. You know?
Right.
But I don't know. It's like, as I get older, I just be like, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, another person. And then you realize that they regular people. They just famous.
Yes. I don't know.
Especially the more celebrities you see. I've seen a lot of celebrities, like, up close, like, a lot. And so I think it's just one of them things where it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, they just, they regular people. They just not. You know what I'm saying? Like, they regular popular people. They human, but they famous. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what, though? What I will say is I've seen Chris Brown the most out of any other artists. Mm-hmm. And over the years, what I will say, since I've been seeing him since I was like 15 14 15, I have grown, because I used to like be crying and
Ew.
Ugly. Crying and like starstruck and like, oh my God, like shaking. And you know, I'm 30 now. I was happy as fuck to see him and see him up close. It's like, damn, he real as fuck. You know, he right here. But it wasn't none of that. You know what I'm saying? Not all that crying and shaking. And so maybe I'll be cool now.
Damn. Now,
15-year-old Ariana probably couldn't meet him. I definitely probably would have passed out. But now I think I'll be all right.
Not Chris Brown being yo MJ.
Yeah, right?
What? Damn, daddy. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I probably would have passed out seeing that nigga too.
Yeah, I ain't never passing out. I don't give a damn who you are. You could be Jesus. I ain't passing out.
Okay, you going to hell.
I'm just saying. Like,
not you could be Jesus. Why you gotta always take it there?
I ain't passing out for nobody.
He gonna play this recording for you at the gates. I just want you to know. Soon as your access is about to be denied, he gonna record. He gonna plus play on your ass.
My bad. I'm gonna be like, my fault, sir. You think that's an appropriate apology to Jesus?
Hell no.
My fault, sir.
First of all, you were never my fault to Jesus. What's wrong with you? Hell no.
You know what, Jesus? My bad. I was tripping. He knows slang.
Nah, he knows slang.
He gonna be like, you good, my child? All right, thank you. That's what I thought.
Not my child. Bye. How about you good? Can you imagine Jesus saying you good? What?
Okay, first of all, he was a 36-year-old carpenter.
He was 36
when he died. No, 33. How old was he? He was 33 when he died. I'm tripping. 33.
What?
Yeah, you ain't know that.
I was not paying attention in Vacation Bible School. Clearly.
Well, yeah, me neither. But how old did you think he was?
I didn't know. I just never thought about it.
Yeah, that man. I'm pretty sure he was 33. I know he was in his 30s. I want to say it was 33. But he was a carpenter.
Wow, we pushing up against Jesus's age. That's wild.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
what?
But point being, he wasn't like, you know, no astrophysicist. I mean, I'm sure he could have been smart, but he wasn't like, who's to say that he pronounced his E's and R's? You know?
Here you go.
I'm just saying.
He said, sure.
Nah, he wasn't country. Wait a minute now. He from overseas. He ain't from down south. He ain't talking about no char and over there. And, you know, how much that CD was. Nah, he ain't doing none of that.
Wait, I'm tripping because, you know, my family grew up, you know, they made me grow up in church and stuff.
Yeah.
And I never knew Jesus' age. Like, this is a little concerning.
Okay, so wait. So you really never thought about it? Like, when you would picture, obviously, the white Jesus that everybody shows, like, you never thought, like, I wonder how old Jesus is. I even thought to myself, I wonder how old SpongeBob is. So you never thought how old Jesus is?
No, I thought he was old, Bess.
Oh. Wait, so you thought they put an old man on the cross? Did you see Passion of the Christ?
Like, not like old, but not, but 30, you know what I'm saying? We don't consider 30 old.
Oh, no, 30 especially is young as hell.
Right, especially because, you know, we're 30 now, but it's just like, wow, just to think about you and Jesus being the same.
Bruh, like, dude.
Like, Jesus was my homeboy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was even more sad. Like, dude's young, saving folks. And they said, nah, you good. We getting you out of here, big bro. And that's what happened.
Wow, Bess, you should teach Sunday school.
Man, that's how it happened.
We get you out of here, big bro. What?
3 days later, he came back like, psych? Thought you had me.
Oh, God.
That's exactly how I'm going to teach that lesson that day.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
Y'all welcome for y'all little Bible school. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Yeah. I cannot.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, so you knew he was a carpenter?
Yes.
I don't know what he built though. I gotta catch up on my teachings, my lessons. I always heard he was carpenter, but what did he actually build? You know what I'm saying? Was he building houses? Did he build a boat? Like what was he on?
He built Noah's Ark.
I doubt it. I doubt it. That's a big ass
boat.
Now
we're spreading the wrong gospel.
He talking about he built the Titanic. Oh, okay.
Nah, okay.
Blaspheme.
Oh my God, Lord forgive us. Okay.
Woo. Could you imagine if you found out that Jesus built the Titanic? Like, would people stop following him for real? Because he obviously, you know, wasn't quite the success that we imagined it would be.
Oh, Jesus. Woo. You funny.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Highly them sideways. Like, you can save a life, but you can't build worth-ish. Worth a day.
Right, but you made people lose their lives, so I'm confused.
Yeah, because wait a minute, sir.
A lot of people died.
Lots.
I'm just concerned. Jesus, you need a new hobby. You need a new job.
Give it up.
No wonder. He just probably wasn't that good at it. So he had to do something else.
Yeah, he was whack at that.
Okay, wait a minute.
No, I'm saying. I'd rather, you know. What did he do? I'd rather die for sins than be known for that than being known for being whack at building boats.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So he
obviously. You got me wondering if the person that built the Titanic, if they suffered any type of backlash and stuff.
Any legalities?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because even though it was supposed to be quote unquote indestructible, them niggas did hit a big ass iceberg.
Right, that wasn't in the plans.
Yeah, like you can't do that. You know,
they scraped the fuck out of that boat.
You know, so that's on them.
Not that's on them. That's what you gonna say in the press conference, man. Jesus, all the people died. You talking about that's on them.
So, Mr. Titanic, what happened? Listen, that's on them niggas. Okay, I never said.
I never said it could stand. The iceberg. I never said
that. I never said that. Like, that's on them. What can you do?
That's on them. Oh my God.
I'm saying, like, okay. We put these cars through crash tests all the time, right? 5-star ratings. Jesus. But if you're doing 80 on the highway and you clip the pole, like, it's not Ford's fault. You feel me?
You got a point. I hate that you're right.
And I hate how much I love you, girl.
Can we move on before we go to hell immediately? We just gonna be ejected.
All right, all right, all right. Ejectocito, cuz. All right. Yeah, all right. Moving on.
All right, y'all. We're gonna switch gears to our favorite segment of the show.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
And now, Jordan's word of the week.
What's bracking, y'all? It's your boy, Bobby Too Hotty. You know, I just created that nickname just now. So, I hope y'all like it. If y'all don't, I don't care. But why is it such like a frowned upon act to call a baby, an infant, a toddler, like, ugly? I never understood that. Because if the little motherfucker's ugly, the little motherfucker's ugly. I don't want to hear about it. They're not fully developed. That's what they're going to develop into, an ugly-ass little kid, ugly-ass big kid, ugly-ass teenager. Like, you know, call a spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I got two girls that have been blessed with physical looks, you know, and they're smart too, but we talking about looks right now. And I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? Duty ain't got no ugly kids. Eli's is a handsome young little boy. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, fuck both of y'all, by the way. Y'all got both. Anyway, back to the segment. people be like, oh, my baby. No, it was not. I hate that whole, oh, the baby is cute. Stop lying to that lady like that. The baby is fucking ugly. The baby looks like it's been dropped on his face 100 fucking times. Like, I'm sorry, y'all.
Not the apology.
wait, that was his exit? The apology? I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. First of all, I do want to apologize to the people who listen and listen avidly because I do feel like we already touched on this, but I don't know if we add Malcolm's perspective. And that mess is insane.
Honestly, I don't know that we would have talked about this without him bringing it up. So maybe he did initiate it before, or I don't know. Maybe it was through group chat. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was on the pod or not. But to piggyback off you, we do apologize. However, I don't think we will be repeating ourselves because he kind of touched on a little bit of a different dynamic, you know, this time around.
And he said, "Why y'all lying to that lady?"
Okay, so look, I will say that I haven't seen too many unattractive kids. If I did, I just wouldn't say anything. But I ain't about to lie.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a necessary comment when you see a baby. Like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Like, you see the baby and you just be like, oh, and then you keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you don't, oh, just, I mean, you got to do something. You can't just don't say nothing. You don't just walk up to a random baby in the grocery store and be like, hey, is that your baby? Like, like, you know, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And then you walk away. Like,
because what the fuck you mean?
Right. So just don't even. But sometimes you got to be put in that position for one reason or another, you know? Just act like it ain't there. Just pretend like the baby ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Just don't even acknowledge it.
And people would probably think that that was weird, too. Because, you know, everybody, quote-unquote, love babies.
I wouldn't find it weird. If, for whatever reason, we're engaging and my baby is right here and you don't acknowledge it, I wouldn't think that's weird.
Yeah, I think mothers would beg to differ.
But why? Unless the mother brings it up and say, you know, or makes a comment like if the baby start cooing or something, and then the mother look at it and try to, you know, calm it down or play with it or whatever, and then like you don't comment or you don't say anything based on that, then I could see it, but just for you to initiate some type of conversation regarding this baby, like, I don't think that's weird at all.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many ugly babies. I don't call people ugly in general. Bess always laugh at me. He be like, man, if they ugly, they ugly. Like,
it is what it, people know ugly. They're ugly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just not one of them people that call people unattractive or ugly. Or, you know, if I call you ugly, if I ever have said somebody was ugly, I meant that shit internally to externally. It's not just I look at somebody like, oh, damn, they ugly. You know what I mean? For face value.
You believe it. You just don't say those words. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, I ain't sugarcoating shit.
I just rather not say anything if I don't have anything nice to say.
But is that not what I just said?
Yeah, about the baby.
I mean, people too. I ain't never called nobody ugly to their face unless we was like going back and forth and they, you know what I'm saying? Like if we into it, which even then, I don't think I've ever said that. I don't think I ever took it there. Because if I'm into it, I'm probably into it with a dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, to where it's like that.
Call them dude ugly.
Yeah, not in that regard. Dude ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, we might joke around. Like, we used to call Cam ugly. You know, but you know, it was middle school. Whatever. Everybody was ugly. So, I don't know. I don't just call people ugly, like, just because. But if I'm talking about them and I'm trying to describe them, and they ugly, and I'm talking to you, I'm be like, yeah, you know, the ugly one.
Oh, God.
It is what it is. People know they ugly. Like, what's so bad about that? You're just speaking the truth. Yeah, that's not passing judgment. Like, you know when somebody's ugly. You know?
You like, yeah, the ugly one. Like, excuse me?
Like, Shabba Ranks is ugly. Dennis Rodman is ugly. It's people who are ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what it is. They're unfortunate looking. And that's okay. That doesn't make them bad people.
Would you rather be called ugly or unfortunate looking?
Yeah, call me ugly.
Exactly, unfortunate.
Yeah, but it'd be like that though.
God, unfortunate is so terrible.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, give me the ugly. Give me the other U word.
But you know what? A couple things I want to say about that. For one, why is it that those Middle Easterns be having the most gorgeous children you've ever
seen? I mean, they
on the level of mixed babies, like biracial babies, because they are just so freaking adorable. And then they grow up to be some of the ugliest people. It's just like, what happened?
You like, know what?
What's in their genetic makeup to where they're that cute?
Of telling you this. I'm tired.
I'm just curious. I have
had enough.
Bess, I want to watch a documentary on that because it's not coincidence. I've seen too many cute babies and then their parents just be like, yo, what? And then that brings me to my next point. How is it that two ugly people can make a beautiful baby, especially when one is white and one is black? Tell me I'm not tripping. Like, I know you've seen that. It'll be a ugly trailer trash looking white girl. It'll be a dirty, bummy looking black dude. And they get together and make the most beautiful babies. And you just be like, how, Sway?
No comment.
Okay. I'm just saying. Duty know what I'm talking about.
No comment.
Okay. I'm going to be the one to keep it real. Best can sugarcoat it. I'm going to keep it real. Y'all know what it is. So
this is so terrible.
The answer is Duty original question.
Right, because your ass.
I agree. Don't be lying to these people. You don't go out your way to let them know that they got an ugly baby. But don't be, you know, falsely feeding compliments either, because unwarranted compliments where they're undeserved. Just don't do it.
Oh my God. But everything ain't cute to everybody. And everybody ain't cute to everybody. Or ugly. You know what I mean? Like, I might find something cute that you don't.
See, there you go with them words again. You talk cute, ugly. Let's say what it is. Severe, ugly, unfortunate. I doubt that there is somebody out there that you find attractive that everybody else would just be like, man, they butt-ass third world ugly. Like, it's just one of them things. It's like general, you know, consensus on what's attractive and what's not. Of course, everybody ain't going to be on the same wavelength. But right. For the most part, I've never been called ugly in my life. I think it's safe to say that majority of people would not consider me ugly. I think it's safe to say majority of people would consider Craig Mack or Shabba Ranks or Dennis Rodman ugly. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I ain't calling nobody baby ugly.
Oh my God. You are just too kind.
Before we just get off of that, I'm gonna just let y'all know. That's so fucked up.
Is it?
You know, okay.
All right, I'm just saying.
Listen, I ain't been called ugly by too many people, but shit, the people I have, like, you don't look better than me, so it's okay. You just a little angry, and that's fine. A little mad. Just a little angry, and that's fine.
It's okay. I'll give you your space. You're obviously not thinking straight right now.
I don't know. Hey, you said you ain't never been called ugly, though, but that shit as a woman is, man, hilarious when a woman is mad at you, you know what I'm saying, and they call you ugly. Or in my lifetime, I've just had the fat shit. Like, you just call me fat, and that's fine. We know that, but you can't call me ugly, though. And
yeah.
I stand there.
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, what position you in to where you arguing with somebody that's calling you ugly? I mean, because are they a stranger? It can't be, like, a partner or an ex because, you know, I wasn't ugly when you was with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So how does that
work? What if they say, nah, you was, but...
Damn. But I wasn't with you for that. Like, damn.
You're right. I'm about to shoot you.
I mean, at that point, you can't say nothing.
I have to shoot you. At that point, if you say, nah, you was, but...
Oh, I don't know, man. I do look back at some of my exes, and I just be like, either I was tripping, or they fell off.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe a little bit of both. But I feel like as we grow up, our tastes do kind of change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially, and you got to think, like, when you first introduced to that world, like, you're going to find what's really sixes, they going to be looking like tens to you because you haven't come across the actual ten yet. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of it, like, that's what happened. Because I'm talking, when I was in the fourth grade, I used to go to the skating rink every weekend. And there was this chick, I can't think of her last name, but her name was Courtney.
I don't even have to say her name. She going to listen to this and know it's her.
No, trust me. I don't even know where she is. Her name is Courtney. And she would be there every weekend skating by herself. And she was so damn fine. She was easily at that time one of the most beautiful chicks I ever seen. So then, that was fourth grade. Fast forward, years later, I'm in high school. I see her at Maryville. I was like, oh, snap. That's that chick from way back in the day. When I tell you, she looked like she pizza face, I'm talking just average, below average looking, skinny, puffed not out below face, average. White Jesus. Girl. I'm just like, huh, what do you know?
And not what do you know.
Just, I kept
it. My best.
Like, it's amazing, though. At one point, I seen this chick as, like, creme de la creme. Now she's just like, eh.
You know what you gotta look like to make a sound? I'm just not interested. No, thank you.
But that's the thing, though, Bess. It ain't even like she had a tough time from, you know, 9 years old to 16, 17. Because she had the same face. It's just, I had grew out of that. Like, oh. Like, oh, I mean, you look the same, but how come I'm not as attracted to you as this one was? It's amazing, dude. Okay.
Are you done? Poor Courtney. Okay. Courtney, she listened, I apologize.
And come to find out, she liked black dudes that played football. But I was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Okay. All right.
I'm sure she happy somewhere.
Don't worry about it.
You know what? She probably hooked up with an ugly black dude and made a beautiful mixed baby.
Are you done? Yes or no?
I'm done.
Answer me. Because enough is enough. Why does your shit build on each other? Because you didn't bring it full circle.
I had to bring it full circle. Because it only makes sense. That was the moral of the story. All right.
You're done.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, speaking of growing out of shit. Are there any movies you really liked as a kid that you, when you grew up, you was like, man, this is a terrible movie? Or movies that you didn't appreciate when you were younger and you got older and was like, man, this is a really dope movie, or you understood it better or whatever?
I mean, honestly, me being the movie buff I am, I can honestly spend like a whole episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's not really your speed when it comes to, you know, a lot of movies. I know you know the classics, but I'm talking like in depth where like there were scenes where I was like, oh snap. So to sum it up, I can't say that there's a movie that I loved as a kid that I don't still enjoy now, if for no other reason, nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of movies that I rewatch in my adulthood because I know they're going to be bomb. Because as a kid, they went over my head and I still loved them. Mm-hmm. So as an adult, like, I'd be excited. Like, me and Ty, we do it all the time. I'd be like, yo, like, I haven't seen that in my adulthood. We got to watch it. And, specifically off top, dang, there's quite a few because we've caught a lot of movies. Like as of late, I have to go to my movie list. I got a movie list in my notes. But yeah, just like I said, to sum it up, plenty where it was like, yo, that makes so much more sense now, or that means even more. Same thing with music too, not to change the subject, but same with lyrics. Like growing up.
Yeah, we had talked about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like growing up listening to Eminem. Like, obviously, at that time, I was like 9, 10, 11. I'm not going to catch everything that he's saying. Even if I do catch the words, I'm not knowing what it means. But now, it's like, yo, that was genius, you know? But yeah, plenty.
So, off top, when I think of this subject, off top, I think of Love and Basketball, and I think of Eve's Bayou. Love and Basketball, you know, like that was just the end movie at the time when we was growing up, like everybody was crazy about it, whatever. When I got older, I was just like, this movie is trash. Like, I don't like it. I don't like the message. Boo, tomato, tomato.
So why was it trash?
My bad. Best, can you hear me?
Yeah, you good now? It cut out real quick.
Sound okay, like sorry.
Hit a key on a piano, and then you were no more.
Am I back? Can y'all hear me? On the flip side of that.
So wait, real quick. What makes it trash? Like, what changed? Well, yeah. Why now? Like, what do you? Why is it trash? Pretty much.
Okay, so my understanding of it, of the movie changed. You know, the older I got, I'm like, damn, why she win this guy after she had went through all this shit with him and. Now you can't go to the NBA and now you, okay, I want you back, come back. I just didn't like the message. It also just remind me of struggle of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, going through the depths of hell with somebody before they love you like you deserve. And I just wasn't feeling that.
Damn.
So, yeah. Okay. On the flip side of that, Eve's Bayou was a good movie when I was growing up. I was like, man, this movie is dope when I was young. But it took me to get older to realize, like, damn, this movie really deeper than it appeared. And do you remember watching that movie?
I've seen it. I've intentionally, those are good selections. I've intentionally watched Eve's Bayou in my adulthood, probably, if not last year, then a year before. So I very vividly remember it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. And as I, you know, becoming an adult, it really hit differently.
I will say, like, it was a little strange for me.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie was a little odd. It was a little strange. I like the depth. I like the gasping, suspenseful moment where it's like, yo, oh, that's what happened. But it was, you know, it had its moments where the acting was half. And then...
Not half.
You know, and then, like, I don't know. This man really died and didn't do nothing, right? Because they made the audience believe that it was him, and then it turned out to be her, or is it flipped? His daughter, Megan Good, was, because remember they told the story two different ways, and they had you disliking him at first, I think.
Right, but it was really her.
And that's how it ended. Like, this nigga died for no reason, and then the younger daughter realized that she got her dad killed for nothing, because her sister wanted to be a brat. Like, you like that as an ending? Like, that was so irritating to me. I was like, what? Where's the good in this? Like, her ass should be dead then. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The ending was just like you said, the message, cool. Like, how they kind of had you thinking one thing when it was really something else. I love movies like that, suspense, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, I need to be, like, satisfied with what actually happened. And that was just like, wow, this good father, who was a cheater, but whatever.
He was still a cheater.
He was a provider, and he was a good dude, well-known dude. Like, he, and she going without her dad. Like, because you want to be a brat and be fast and come on to Pops, because you think you moms. Like, get your fast ass out of here. Like,
yeah, that movie was crazy, man.
It's crazy.
It was crazy. So yeah, you don't have no movies like that? That you can think of off top?
Okay, I'm gonna do this. Let me go to my notes real quick. Boo, 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 boo,
boo, boo, boo. Can you not? We need to get a sound man. Duty was doing his own sounds. Here you go.
Okay. I just recently watched Karina again.
Nope. Couldn't tell. Never? You.
See, this is what I'm saying, dude. I can have a whole episode about this, but you don't watch movies. I just watched Crybaby again. What else? That's all I got on my list.
Karina.
With Whoopi Goldberg and Ray Liotta.
Yeah, I just had to look it up real quick to see if I seen it, and I just don't know the name.
I watched Do the Right Thing again. That's pretty much what I got off top.
Real quick, is Whoopi ugly?
Man.
Okay, just
checking. The fact that you have to ask.
Just checking.
You ain't sitting here asking if Hallie is ugly. All right, then.
Because everybody call her ugly, and she ain't that bad.
What you mean she ain't that bad? Like, because you being nice, or you really think that she has attractive qualities and features?
No, she really got attractive features. They just called her ugly. She wasn't bad. She did something to her hair.
Okay. I mean, hey, Madonna slept with Dennis Rodman, so there's always that one.
Hey, grandma in love with Dennis Rodman. I thought you knew.
I mean, there you go. So, you know, you the Madonna to Whoopi's Dennis. You know? No, yeah, no, Whoopi is, again, it's an ongoing thing for a reason. She's not an attractive person. She has no eyebrows, best. You name me somebody who's attractive with no eyebrows. Like, what do you...
Okay, real quick. Do you feel that beauty is defined as just you, how you are in your natural state, like not anything done?
Me personally, yeah. I think that's the only way to define it. I mean, because if you gotta put on makeup to be attractive, then you're not an attractive person. You're just a great artist.
Well, I'm not makeup necessarily, but you know, like the typical thing, like your hair is in its natural state. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got really nothing done to your eyelashes, your eyebrows, you know what I'm saying? Just all this extra stuff.
Okay, if you're not talking about makeup, then what do you mean? Because like, are we talking cosmetics, period, or?
Yes.
I think go ahead.
Because I know you probably seen them, just like posts like y'all, you not ugly, just ain't got enough money, and then it shows like some of the Kardashians, like what they look like, you know, before they had big money, and then what they look like now.
Yeah.
And it's like they've transformed themselves, but it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Just no, I understand, and yeah, I agree with that. I mean they're joking, they're saying it in jest. Nobody's ugly, you just don't have enough money. Which, to an extent, is true, but at the end of the day, if it takes money for you to improve how you look, then what are you improving? Obviously, you're ugly, if you even have to improve. You know what I'm saying? Because how do you improve? The cosmetics is supposed to enhance, not improve.
Right, right.
So, and it's funny, because I just asked Titus not too long ago. I forgot how we got on it, but I was like, if the Kardashians cake up on all that makeup, then how is their skin still so pretty? And she was like, well, they get facials like every day. Mm-hmm. Like they spend so much money to take care of their skin so they can cake that makeup on and be fine. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. So, you know, to what you're saying, if you ain't, yes, I can't look at a woman with makeup or no, you know, little to no makeup, but she got on lashes and hair. I don't care about hair is hair, whether it's weaved is down to your back or whether it's, you know, bald. I mean, when I say beauty, like, yeah, hair can be inclusive, but when I talk about beautiful or pretty, I'm talking the face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anything else is a bonus. Anything else is extra. You could be an 8 with your face and then your body and your hair and how you know, what you're wearing, that could put you up to a 10. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
But you're not attractive if you need all of that to be attractive, in my opinion.
Gotcha. I like that.
Word.
Just needed to know.
Yeah, ho. All the best.
Oh. What's wrong with you?
What happened?
All right. Before we let these people go, we need to touch on.
I ain't touching on nobody.
Okay, listen. We need to hit on these albums that we've been not talking about.
Okay, I'm excited.
Are you?
No, but there is something that I want to say about it.
All right, go ahead and pop it off.
Okay, real quick. So I was listening to like Breakfast Club and Steve Harvey Morning Show, and Tank just dropped the album on Friday. And mind you, I've never listened to Tank outside of radio.
I heard it was good.
And even then, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, he sound like, you know, soul, R&B, you know. I know nothing about Tank. I don't know how long he been out. I just know he been out a while. Like, come, you know, news to me, this is his 10th and final album. I'm like, damn, I ain't know Tank had 10 albums. But again, I don't follow this man. So he played this one off the new album, you know, previewing it on the radio called Slow. And it was dope, man. It was really good. Then I went ahead, downloaded the album. Listen, I'm about halfway through. He got a song with Breezy on there. That was
That's
pretty good too. So I'm like halfway through the album, and at first I'm like, okay, not necessarily in a bad way. Every song off first listen kind of sounds the same, but it don't at the same time. You gotta know what you getting with Tank. And I didn't know. I didn't know that he was still one of those, you know, candles lit,
bedroom music for sure.
Basically, I'm cooking. I got this young tenderoni I'm inviting over. I'm trying to impress her. When she walk in, music gonna be playing in the background. You know, yada yada yada. It's a whole vibe. Cause we, and think about it. Today's R&B, who really does it like that anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta know what you, you know, getting into. But it was good for what it was. Like you said, definitely bedroom music, hands down. I mean, you're gonna start touching yourself as soon as you hit play.
Oh my God.
But it was decent. I ain't really into that like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much of a romancer that I am, not so much physically as, you know, as I am in other ways. So, like, it's cool. But I ain't about to, I need music I'm gonna be like driving to. And I ain't trying to drive to Tank serenading my drawers off. You know what I'm saying? But if you into that, it's definitely for women.
Oh my God.
Or it's for dudes that's trying to get in. I got mine. I don't need to get in. You know what I'm saying? So it's good though. That's my review. That's my album review. It's good from what I heard.
You said I had to say that.
It's called R&B Money.
Oh, okay, Bess. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, you got it. You got the floor.
All right, y'all. I did not listen to Tank. I will, and I will update as necessary. But we did listen to Drake and to Beyonce, who both dropped unexpected pop type albums. And Bess was not feeling it.
Not even pop. I won't even say pop.
I meant dance. I'm so sorry. I meant dance, y'all.
I was gonna say, because I actually love pop.
I'm so sorry. Yes, it was supposed to be more poppy. But no, dance. My bad. But Bess was not feeling it. From jump, let me tell y'all, Sticky on Honestly Nevermind was my number one song from first listen. That's the only song I could really even deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But as the weeks have gone by, because it came out quite a bit of time ago, as the weeks went on, Bess, it definitely grew on me.
Oh, okay.
Definitely grew on me. 7, 8, and 9, Sticky, Massive, and Flights Book, that trio goes hard. Definitely hard.
How many songs on there? Was it like 16?
14.
14. So what else you like other than those three?
I like of course Jimmy Cooks. That was the only like Drake-ish song.
Yeah.
Which
is weird that he threw it on the album. Like, why? Just
right. He just was like, here y'all go, now go.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Like, why would you do that? Why would you? Because if you in one vibe, why would you just switch to this other vibe? Like
at the end, right?
Yeah, that makes no sense. But anyway.
What I do want to say is that's just. When he released the track list, I automatically thought I was going to love Falling Back, because you hear Falling Back and then you think of Drake and you're like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a hit for Drake. Man, that song was terrible. Aubrey, Drake, if you ever listen to this pod, I am sorry, but that was not it for me.
That's how I feel about the whole album.
Oh my God. No, I swear, Bess, I swear to you, that 7, 8, and 9, man.
Yeah, no, I hear
it grew on me. I swear it grew on me to the point where I actually like go to my phone to listen to it. But Falling Back was just Falling Back fell hard for me.
Yeah. See, I don't know if songs are good if they have to grow on you. You know what I mean? That's like arranged marriages. Like, yeah, this is what I was provided with, and you know, I'll learn to love it. Like, no, that's not how that's supposed to go, in my opinion. Now, people may disagree. People may feel like, well, yeah, you know, my ear had to evolve. You know, you know, I get all of that. So, and I'm not knocking that.
Cause I don't love a movie on first watch. I don't understand it. I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? And it might take another time to be like, damn, that was really good. I didn't understand it the first time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just look at it the same way. But
that's another thing though. Any great movie, nothing great should have to grow onto you. It should boom, knock you off your feet.
I just don't think that just happens all the time.
No, it don't happen all the time.
Especially when it's something that you're that you're not used to. You know what I'm saying?
Does it happen though? This is my hold on. Does it happen? Yes or no?
Does what happen? I'm sorry, Bess.
being swept off your feet immediately as soon as you hit play, like, uh-oh.
Absolutely. Damn. It does happen.
Okay. Okay.
But that's when I'm used to a sound or used to a certain thing. You know what I'm saying?
But listen to what I'm saying, though. So why settle? If that's the standard, why settle? Why ever go below that? If you know that's a capability of art, then why would you ever? I don't know if it's
settling as much as just giving an ear to something that I'm not used to.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't particularly care for country, but there are some country songs that off first rip, I'm like, hey, that's a nice-ass song. I can get with that. You know what I'm saying? Versus you, is country? Absolutely, I'm not listening to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's the difference for me. But, real quick, Bess, I did not know that Beyonce's album was listed under pop, and it is.
We said that. I said that in my rant in the group chat. You remember?
Yeah, I was like, you need to save it. I know Drake's was under dance, but Beyonce's was under pop, and I think you did say that.
Oh, I did save it. I don't know if I sent it to you to play, but I did save it.
Yeah, I don't have it, but I wish I freaking did.
I mean, I can still send it to you if you're trying to play it. If they really want to hear my review on Beyonce's album. It's similar to Drake stuff. I'm not even about to get into it. I'm glad we was able to chit-chat about just different perspectives, though, on the album. See, when I hear something like that, though, that's, to me, you're speaking on listening to something that you've never heard before, experiencing something that you've never heard before, a different genre. Oh, I don't normally watch scary movies, but so-and-so told me to sit down and watch this one. See, that's different. I know dance. Well, I've heard dance music. There are dance songs that I like. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, I'm a Drake fan. So it's a little different from, like, oh, this is new to me. Let my ear adjust versus, like, dude, this ain't even what you do. Why are you doing this? This ain't Drake. And then, on top of that, it's not even, you're not even doing well in that lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, do you want to send me the clip, or you just want to kind of go through how you felt about Beyonce's?
I just want to send it. I send it, yeah, because I don't even. I'd feel bad about giving two bad reviews. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, I got it. I got it somewhere. Hold tight. Oh, here we go. Copy. Paste. Send. Delivered quietly.
What's wrong with you?
You got it.
All right, y'all. We about to replay what Best sent. We about to replay what Best sent when he first heard Beyonce. Hold tight. I had to mute my.
Boo, 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 boo.
All right.
Sorry.
This is 2 minutes long.
Dude, it's pure gold, though. Don't be like that.
You was just going on and on. All right, y'all. Hold up.
Do you want my review, yes or no?
Okay, but did you say anything else that should not be heard on the pod?
Oh, that's a good point. No. I think it was all about Beyonce. If it starts to get crazy, yeah, just cut it off.
Jesus. All right, y'all. Hold tight.
Side note, Wiz and Beyonce both dropped. Now, I'm going to do my due diligence and listen to this Beyonce. But this genre says dance. I'm sorry. That was Drake. This genre says pop. I like pop. But Beyonce's pop is more like dance. And Brody, I know this ain't really for you anyway, because you already don't mess with Queen B. So this is more so the best. I'm like 5-6 songs in, and I'm ready to turn it off. Almost fell asleep, first off. And then secondly, I gotta keep looking up to see if it's a different song or not, because she literally transitions from one song to the next. And all the beats sound the same until you get to the next song, until you get like seconds into the next song. and then it transitions. It's like one big ass party, one big ass white people rave. Like when I tell you that this album so far is made for homosexuals walking on a runway or on the catwalk, this is gonna be played at every freaking black modeling show for the next 20, 30 years. I promise you. Every single song sounds like just rainbows and sprinkles walking on the catwalk. It is not for me. And I'm trying because it's Beyonce. So I'm gonna finish the album. And that's exactly why I listened to it first, because I knew Wiz was gonna be on repeat. So I had to get this bullshit out the way first. I love Beyonce.
Why would you call it bullshit?
I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but I miss how artists used to be. The music they used to make. I miss old Kanye. I miss old Beyonce. I miss, what the fuck? She's not singing. She ain't hitting no notes. She's legit like, oh, I can just picture gay guys twerking to this. That's it. That's all you picture. I'm just like, okay. What does obviously mean for me? Okay, I'm done.
You feel me?
Oh, I forgot how funny that was. What's wrong with you?
First off, I just want to say I got a sexy voice.
Boy, you all right.
That's first and foremost. Great. Secondly, that was pretty damn accurate. You know, I ain't heard the album since. And listening to that reminded me of it. And I was like, yep, check, yep. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Man, when you said rainbows and sunshines, that mess is funny.
Bro, I'd actually like to hear somebody else's opinion on the album, like a positive review. Well, not necessarily like positive, but I like to hear a different take on the album because maybe it's my ear. I don't know. It's just, again, I respect it for what it is. That is just not for me. And I said that multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, if you into that, though, then by all means, you know.
Yeah, because you was just like, this is not for me. And I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect you saying, you know, I listened to it. You know, it ain't bad. It's just clearly not for me.
Yeah. Like, it's real upbeat and, you know, like a black version of that. So it's just like, all right, cool. But not me. I'm trying to rob me a nigga. Rob me a rob. You know, I like trap rap and, you know. Or if I'm gonna do R&B, I need you to be heartbroken in love, or you know what I'm saying?
Not rob me a nigga. That is funny. Yeah.
You won't break my soul. Yeah, like I wasn't trying. It's okay, you know.
Come on, I like that song.
I'm sick of you. Why are we friends, dog?
Great.
We don't agree on ish no more.
Great. Now we're about to break up after 12 years. Great. You knew this when you met me.
Just joshing.
The people we do share together are pertinent, though, so back up off me.
Okay, but I need to be able to relate, and I need you to be able to relate to some of my opinions, some more of my opinions.
I do. All the ones that matter. Damn. We made it through me not watching movies or me falling asleep on them. Y'all best cuss me out the other day because I fell asleep on the movie. But that's okay. That's beside the point.
What movie you fall asleep on?
Day Shift.
You okay? You know what? It's not even that you fall asleep on movies. It's that you fall asleep on action-packed movies. That movie is literally action-packed from beginning to end. And on top of that, there's comic relief throughout the entire movie because
hey, I was laughing, but you know, at the time that the movie was cut on, because I didn't cut it on. The movie was very, very early in the morning, and I just happened to fall back asleep.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. There's so much wrong with that. First of all, if it was that early in the morning, then it sounded like that you just woke up from sleep. So what's the problem? You should be well rested. Secondly,
no, I was woke up. That's the difference. I wasn't well rested. I was woke up to people being shot.
Okay, then that's different from, yeah, I watched Day Shift yesterday. No, you did not. Day Shift was put on while you was in the room. You didn't watch it. Don't say it like that.
Okay, my bad. I said the wrong thing.
Yes, because that makes it seem like I turned it on, I sat there, I fell asleep.
Okay, yeah, they didn't happen that way.
Okay. Secondly, stop watching movies when you're tired. If it's put on, roll over. Like, don't do that.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. You have there is an art to movie watching, to cinema viewing, motion picture viewings.
Are you done?
Jesus.
Are you done?
Only if you're gonna do better.
Yes, I promise.
Okay, thank you. When you are well rested and it is a voluntary decision, sit down and put that movie on. Cause you already know Jamie don't miss. So come on now.
Okay, I'll try again.
Wow. Okay.
I'll pick up where I left.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna find a friend. I'm gonna find a friend who likes movies, and you are gonna be so upset.
Boy, I would kill y'all both, so I ain't no shame for my game.
You're gonna be like, but she's trying to go do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta watch this movie with so and so.
All right, show funeral. Do some please. I'm already halfway sharing you with Malk. I ain't dealing with nobody else.
Halfway? I ain't seen him. Is he still alive?
I said halfway.
Ain't no half. That's more like 12%.
Speaking of, we need to check on him. It's been a few days.
He'll pop in every now and then to send us a random word of the week, and then we'll hear from him again.
Exactly. Or he cussing somebody out, because he good for that.
Yeah.
He good for cussing somebody out, and we just in the background.
I was going to say, we low-key are, we're his venting chat. Like, he goes to us, to our group chat, just to press the record button and let it all out, and then he disappears.
Right. Then he go talk to his real friends.
Damn.
We his therapist. We his virtual therapist.
Yeah, legit.
That mess funny. All right, y'all. What else you got? I think that's all I have.
Yeah, I think that's it for now.
Yes, y'all, next week or whenever we'll be back. I need to quit telling y'all next week because y'all be holding me to that. Whenever we return.
Damn.
Which should be next week.
Mm-hmm.
We need to catch y'all up on Ready to Love because that has come back out.
True.
Internet.
Man, I got some good shows that I watch now, but you don't watch, so that's when my other friend gonna come in.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Did you tell me what you watching?
Yeah, but you don't be caring.
Well,
it's all good though. Hey, I love you for you.
Obviously not, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're
trying
right.
To get rid of me. What the fuck?
That's a good point.
Is it? All right, Bess. Keep it up.
You're right. Listen, there's some good shows out there, though, for real, for real. And I told you, I don't even do, like, action or crime drama like that. I mean, other than the typical SVU or like, My Forensic Files, my, name of those shows. I guess they crime shows, but... you know, with people getting killed and all that stuff, and you know, trying to figure out why, what happened, blah blah, who done it. But I've been watching a couple. It's one on Showtime now called City on the Hill, which is freaking excellent. We binged through that. I already mentioned Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus with Jeremy Renner. Excellent show. We freaking binged through that, and they got greenlit for a. second, what are they on? I think we did 2 seasons, so third season. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I need your password. I'm trying to watch them in the show.
And then we just started a show on Showtime, which is a comedy, which I don't really do, but it's funny. It's a black comedy. It's called Flatbush Misdemeanors. Freaking hilarious. So yeah, man, we doing better with the shows. And then of course we got Love After Lockup, which is, you know, back to Ratchet TV. We got Ready to Love. And I think that's all we got for reality shows right now.
So I just quickly binged through a limited series thriller, because you know I love thrillers.
Uh-huh.
Called Echoes on Netflix, and that shit was great.
Echoes. Okay.
All right. It's about twins who switch places, and unbeknownst to everybody else, they switch places a lot, and then one of them go missing.
Okay.
Yeah, that mess is good.
That sounds like your What Happened to Monday.
Okay. You know I like them type of shows now.
Oh, you excited that it sounds like something that you've already seen before. Interesting.
It ain't nothing like it, though. It ain't nothing like it. It's a thriller, you know what I'm saying? It's thriller like that, mind games. But it ain't nothing like it.
No, I'm messing with you.
Yeah, fuck you. Don't play funny with me.
So you're happy to be basic and repeat the same type of shows.
Okay. Interesting. Calm down.
Hey, no, I do want to ask you though.
Yes.
Because it's just too obvious and it's so cliche. And when you are an avid movie watcher, you have to get somebody else's opinion because obviously I'm gonna be critical. Those obsessions, I can't think of the name of the rest of them, but those movies where you got the wife and the husband, they're happily married. God. He goes to work. Some coworker falls in love with him, tries to kill the wife to win him over. Okay. How do you feel about those movies? Do you enjoy every single one of them? Because
absolutely not.
Okay. I was going to say.
Absolutely not. At this point, we watched one when we was in Florida.
At this point, exactly. You're right. At this point, it might as well become its own genre because they do so many of those. But Bess, my issue is.
They're all the same.
They don't deviate, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
None of them. And they still making them.
Yeah. I think we talked about that too when we was in Florida. That should definitely be its own genre because they just run that shit in the ground. And my thing is, it's not shocking. Nothing is, there's no wow factor.
At all. There's nothing creative. There's no, oh man, I ain't see that coming. Like, oh snap. None of that.
Yeah.
I will say, I seen one, but even then, that wasn't an obsessed. That was more so like a dude and his wife. They was married or whatever. They was doing their thing. And it actually had Mekhi Phifer in it. Mekhi Phifer came along. He was like some repairman. And him and the wife started doing their thing behind the husband's back. And then they plotted to kill him. And then it was a whole twist and turn from there. That was a really good movie. It's on something. You need to watch it, Bess. You would like that. It's a thriller. And again, Mekhi Phifer, he don't miss. It was so good. I got to find it again. I'll find it, and I'll have to let you know.
Okay.
But even that was a little different. Like I said, I wasn't really obsessed. That was, like, plotting. Hey, let's get your husband out of here since we really in love. And the way it twists, though, it was dope. It's worth the watch.
Yeah, see, I don't mind it if the twists are different, but the twists be the same.
The same.
Like, oh, damn, you just killed them. Okay, so now the movie over. Like,
exactly. They end up dying, and that's it. And then nobody goes to jail. You know what I'm saying? The cops be there, they wrapping them up in that blanket when they be in hot-ass Texas or something. You know, I don't know what it is.
The person that's been running this whole time, they don't get no rest, no solace.
Like, dude. That mess crazy. That whole them movie cliches, man. That mess get old. Like, come on.
I wish I knew which one that was so we could tell y'all. All I know is Bianca Lawson starred in it.
Oh, the one that we watched in. Man, don't promote that movie. hell no.
No, I'm just telling them how it was just the same.
Don't go look her up. Her most recent work gonna pop up, and it's gonna be that whack ass movie. And yeah,
no, Queen Sugar should be her most recent.
Queen Sugar, the show.
Yeah,
I thought that movie said 2022. Queen Sugar on what? Like what season they on?
Five, I think, or six.
And it's currently running.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you might be right.
Yeah, they doing a very last season now.
You like that show? I ain't never seen it. I heard things, though.
I started it, and I like what I've seen so far.
Mm.
I had to finish my other show first, and now I'm back in the game.
It's on the OWN Network?
Yes, sure is. And they making bank. That's all I need to say.
I mean, she been rich. You know, that ain't nothing.
But yeah, that's it, man. That's all I got. I'm trying to make sure there ain't nothing else we got to bring up for next time.
Yeah, I have to sit and think because it's stuff I'll be thinking about throughout the week. Where it's like, oh, you know, I could talk to Bess about this, that, and the third. You could think of a title for this episode, though.
I sure am thinking. I am thinking. Yep. And yeah, man, start sending us emails again. That's why we've been away. Y'all ain't missed us for real.
Yeah, that's real. We need some emails.
Anything else? We might throw a guest on here really soon.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'm down for another opinion.
You know? That's provocative. Gets the people going.
Provocative.
Hey, you provocative all by yourself, so.
Man, I don't be bothering nobody. I just be speaking the truth. T-R-O-O-F.
I was about to say, that definitely got an F in it, but you know.
Dude, hey, people gonna think I'm slow.
This whole time, they think I'm your caregiver.
Damn. I do this so I ain't gotta eat the nasty Jello that you be trying to feed me.
Oh my god, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye to these people.
Bye, people.
Yeah, send us emails, y'all. Best friend talk at Yahoo. And man, let us know about any movies that you've seen as a kid.
For what? You ain't seen them and you ain't gonna watch them.
Don't do that in the middle of my salutation.
That was mad rude.
That was so rude. In the middle of my salutation. Let us know how you felt about the Drake and Beyonce albums.
Don't listen to it. Maybe they'll stop making it if it stopped getting listens. Cause, and then, look, okay.
We said bye.
Look, this is what ticks me off about it. And this is what I was saying earlier. If you're going to do that, Drake, then just do it. But why are you going to throw Jimmy Cooks on there at the end? Knowing damn well that's what we wanted all along, dumbass.
He said, y'all going to take what I give you. And I'm going to give you this little piece of nothing.
That was so petty. Like, just make the whole album dance then. Why would you throw Jimmy Cooks on like that? Because now you're being childish and you know what you're doing. Like, that's what really got me.
That's what really ground your gears.
Man, that's what pinched my taint. For real, for real.
Oh my god.
Grabbed my whole gooch and twisted it. For real. Like, damn, man.
That's enough. Just say goodbye.
All right. Well, thanks y'all for listening.
Hey, real quick, I do have to shout out my sister because she just started working a different position at her job to where she can listen to the pod again. And when I tell you, my sister was probably like 10, 15 episodes behind and she already caught up. And I love you for that.
Damn. You talking about KK?
Yeah, who else? Shit.
shout out to Caitlin Kiel. Well, you got a second sister, my bad. Shout out to Caitlin Kiel. Appreciate you. So what? She listens to while she at work or?
Yes, she does. And she be sending me texts and stuff cracking up. Like when you said you gonna ask your daddy where your big wheel hoe.
Hey, real quick, that's one of the bigger compliments that we receive to me as far as the podcast, where people be like, oh yeah, I listen while I'm on a job, because don't nobody want to work, not for real, you know. Shout out to those who truly love what they do and they would continue to do what they do even with a pay cut. Mm-hmm. But like most of us, we work because we got to. And right. So the fact that we can somewhat help y'all get through the day, that like that's a big deal for real, for real. So we appreciate that.
Yes, and B do it too. I know B listen to
yeah, that's what
at
I was
work. Yep. So really appreciate y'all keeping us going. Famous just not here. I think we famous in what, Nigeria?
Oh yeah, we famous as hell in Nigeria and in India. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Bless you.
Right. Bless y'all. We get hella listens out there. So shoot, if we ever go on tour, we know where we going.
All right. We just gotta make sure we ain't got shit. Not nothing. I ain't carrying shit.
Listen, I don't do illegal substances, so I ain't worried about that.
No, I ain't getting caught with nothing. And it won't be alcohol, rubbing alcohol, peroxide, nothing.
Right. Neosporin, nothing. Aspirin.
Whatever I need, I get it when I get there.
Yeah, I'm gonna just have a big ass headache. Oh well.
Be ready to pass out on the plane. Sir, are you all right? I'll be fine.
Just let me know when we get there. All right, y'all, man. It's been real. Sorry we've been away so long. We'll be back.
All right, y'all.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Peace.